From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 9th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X.
And I'm your co-host, Carla Pereira.
In this week's report, Greg Walden, W7EQI, will chair the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee.
ARRL is transitioning to a new digital publishing platform.
And the ARRL Foundation Board approves two new scholarships for young radio amateurs.
Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi. I'm ARRL member Jim Cross, WI3N of Laurel, Maryland, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
U.S. Representative Greg Walden, W7EQI of Oregon, who has championed the Amateur Radio Parity Act, H.R. 1301, as the chair of the Subcommittee on Communications and Technology, will chair the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee when the 115th Congress convenes in January. Energy and Commerce is considered one of the most powerful congressional panels on Capitol Hill. Walden is to succeed Representative Fred Upton of Michigan, who is stepping down from the chairmanship because of term limits. Members of the House GOP Steering Committee elected Walden on December 1st in a closed-door meeting. Walden, who represents Oregon's 2nd Congressional District, gained favor within the Republican Party after serving two terms as head of the National Republican Congressional Committee. The 9-term Oregon lawmaker had campaigned around the country with House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin during the run-up to the November election, and Walden's selection to head Energy and Commerce over a more senior colleague is being considered recognition of his role in the GOP's election successes. During a Capitol Hill hearing last January, Walden, a co-sponsor of H.R. 1301, called the measure a common-sense bill and urged his colleagues to support reporting the bill favorably to the full committee. In July, Walden had recommended the amended version of the bill to his colleagues as a good balance. The Amateur Radio Parity Act bill has been awaiting action in the U.S. Senate.
ARRL is moving to a new digital publishing platform. The January 2017 digital edition of QST will be the first produced using PageSuite. ARRL Publications Manager Steve Ford, WB8IMY, said the transition from the current Nextbook platform to PageSuite not only will improve members' reading experience, it will be more convenient. PageSuite provides a sleek, modern design that runs on desktop browsers, mobile browsers, and within apps for mobile devices, Ford said. PageSuite does not require Flash, but uses HTML5 instead. This alleviates many security concerns and makes a magazine more broadly compatible. New QST issues, beginning with the January 2017 edition, will take up less space on mobile devices, speeding up download time. Added features include digital bookmarks to save a page and a clipping tool to save or share important passages as JPEG files. Video files will be hosted on YouTube in high resolution. The new application is compatible with Android devices, iOS devices, including iPhones, iPod Touches, and iPads, and will be newly available to Kindle Fire. These apps will receive regular quick updates in order to keep the application running smoothly. ARRL has compiled a how-to guide to help members navigate PageSuite, which will be available on the QST webpage on the day the January digital edition is announced.
The FCC has affirmed a $23,000 penalty against Daniel DeLeese of Astoria, New York, for operating without an amateur radio license on 147.96 MHz and for transmitting a false officer in distress call on a New York City Police Department radio channel. The FCC's December 5th forfeiture order follows its August 31st Notice of Apparent Liability for Forfeiture, which detailed a history of complaints and alleged illegal radio operation by DeLeese dating to 2012. Last summer, ARRL Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, credited the intervention of New York Representative Peter King with getting the case off the back burner and up to the front of the line. Lysenko and ARRL General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, met with the Republican congressman in January to discuss ongoing interference issues in the greater New York City-Long Island area. King subsequently wrote FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler to urge timely and visible enforcement. DeLeese, who could have been fined more than $140,000, has 30 days to pay the fine. He's now in prison as a result of the false police call and guilty pleas to other charges.
Online, via podcast, and on repeaters throughout North America, you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Now, with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
We would like to extend our condolences to the family of one of AMSAT's past presidents, Frank Robin Hayton, VE3FRH, who became a silent key on December 2nd. I personally knew Robin while I was on the board in the late 90s during his presidency. He will be missed. From Brazil, we have Tancredo 1, or TubeSat, scheduled for launch on December 19th. It will send telemetry on 437.200 MHz using 1200 BPS AFSK AX25. Take a listen for it, as it should be active shortly after deployment. There's also decoding software available online. CAS-4A and CAS-4B are to have linear transponders on board. They will operate in mode UV. After their launch on March 31, 2017, there should be plenty of sideband and CW birds to operate. And finally, AMSAT offers a few awards for those that operate satellites. For more details on the various awards, visit AMSAT.org and click on Services from the top menu. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
China's Harbin Institute of Technology is developing a pair of lunar orbiting satellites, DSLWP A1 and A2. According to Mingchuan Wei, BG2BHC, DSLWP is a lunar formation flying mission for low-frequency radio astronomy, amateur radio, and education, consisting of two microsatellites. Launch is planned in June 2018 to place the pair into a 200 by 9,000 kilometer lunar orbit. The amateur radio payload on DSLWP A1 will provide telecommand uplink and telemetry and a digital image downlink. Open telecommand is also designed to allow radio amateurs to send commands to take and download images. The satellites are 50 by 50 by 40 centimeters with a mass of about 45 kilograms and are three-axis stabilized with two linear polarization antennas. Harbin Institute of Technology also developed the LILAC series of CubeSats currently being enjoyed by amateur radio operators worldwide.
With 3 weeks to go until the end of ARRL's National Parks on the Air, or NPOTA program, activators continue to operate from qualified NPS sites in record numbers. The contact count stands at more than 953,100, an increase of nearly 40,000 since December 1st. There are NPOTA activations every day. Plenty of opportunities to work stations, increase your NPOTA totals as a chaser, and contribute to the goal of 1 million QSOs. 38 activations are scheduled for the week of December 8th through 15th, including St. Paul's Church National Historic Site in New York and Franklin Delano Roosevelt National Memorial in Washington, D.C. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA activations calendar.
One of the more popular annual operating events, the ARRL 10-meter contest, is the weekend of December 10th and 11th. The object is simple: exchange contact information with as many stations as possible on 10 meters. The ARRL 10-meter contest is open to all radio amateurs because technician licensees have access to the band. More contest newbies are active in the 10-meter contest than in any other event, and it's a good time to get acquainted with contesting techniques as well. Participants submitting logs for the ARRL 10-meter contest are urged to take advantage of the new web upload app. The app makes it easy to submit a Cabrillo formatted log, plus it makes sure the log is properly formatted before it's accepted. The article, Online Log Upload for ARRL Contests, on page 82 of the November issue of QST, explains how to use the app. No matter how many or few contacts you may make, submitting a log helps to improve the quality of log checking, and you might even find yourself in line for a certificate. If you're lucky, you could take a shot at one of the contest records. Post contest comments and photos of you and your station to the ARRL Soapbox page. Your story could be included in the ARRL 10-meter contest results article in QST.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Paul Jankowiak, KD8ZEF of Pennville, New York, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Yagi Antennas is the topic of the latest episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone whenever and wherever you like. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in a future podcast. You can enjoy ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at Blueberry and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices.
And finally, the ARRL Foundation Board of Directors recently approved two new scholarships. The Helen Laughlin AM Mode Memorial Scholarship, a scholarship intended for women amateur radio operators, is funded through the generosity of the Laughlin Beers Foundation. Applicants must be enrolled in an accredited four-year college or university and hold a general or higher amateur radio license. It is suggested that the applicant have made a contact in AM mode, but this is not a requirement. Preference is given to Texas residents, but if no qualified applicant is identified, preference will be given to residents of Arkansas. The scholarship award will be $1,000 annually, with the first scholarship granted in 2017. The Atlanta Radio Club Scholarship is funded through the generosity of the Atlanta Radio Club. Applicants must reside in Georgia, be between 17 and 25 years old at the time of the award, attend an accredited four-year college or university or graduate program, and hold a technician or higher amateur radio license. The scholarship award will be $500 annually, with the first scholarship awarded in 2017. One scholarship is to be awarded per year. Applicants for both scholarships must be U.S. citizens. The ARRL Foundation is currently accepting applications from eligible radio amateurs for more than 80 scholarships, ranging from $500 to $5,000, which will be awarded in 2017. More information is on the ARRL Foundation webpage.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL, all rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Carla Pereira.
And I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X73, and thanks for listening.